760 WJR, right back here on a Monday. Some tragic news over the weekend. A father and son terrorists killed 15 people and nearly 40 others were injured at a Hanukkah event on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia. And I wanted to talk about this because I saw a poll earlier regarding the Jewish people. 50% of Jewish people, according to the poll that I saw, have experienced anti-Semitism in the past year, and 8 in 10 Jewish people are worried about violence against other Jewish people, even themselves, in America. So to help us talk about it, Rabbi Asher Lopatin is the Community Relations Director of the Jewish Federation of Greater Ann Arbor. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us here on 760 WJR. First and foremost, my condolences for the Jewish community and what everybody experienced yesterday in Australia.
Well, thank you so much. And your support means a lot. Your condolences mean a lot. And, you know, I've gotten messages from people in the Hindu community and the Muslim community and Christians, you know, everyone really reaching out. It's a tragedy. And yet I think it was avoidable if Australia would have cracked down more and condemned the hateful language that are going on in protests all the time. And it's all over the world. And this hateful language of killing, of not just kill the Jews, of fury spilled out, venom spilled out against the Jewish state, an obsession of anger and fury that's gripping the whole world, like Eurovision even, like for some reason, you know, this is more important than anything in the world. And that sets the stage for crazy people to go out and not care if they're killing a 10-year-old girl, if they're killing old people, Holocaust, or they don't care. But it's avoidable if the community would really condemn this kind of speech. And they didn't hear it yet, that condemnation in Australia. Yeah, they condemn killing, but they don't condemn the speech that enables it.
And you know what? That's exactly right, Rabbi. And look, I'm sure you heard the numbers that I gave the poll that I was referencing. Mm-hmm, 50% mm-hmm. of Jewish people have experienced anti-Semitism in the past year alone. 8 in 10 are fearful of something happening in the Jewish community. When you hear that, what is the reason why this this is happening? Why is it happening? Yeah. It's terrible.
Well, you know, yeah, I think a lot of people are starting to say that it's a coordinated effort. Qatar is behind it. There's billions of dollars going in. Iran, even Turkey, it's a coordinated campaign. It seems like that China has had engineered, I hope it gets changed, but the TikTok algorithm to spew this hatred and to push people towards an anti-Semitic and a demonization of Israel. It's not criticizing Israel's policy or whatever, but demonization. And China is doing it because it's disruptive of America in general in the Western world. And Iran is doing it because they are madly obsessed to destroy Israel. And Qatar is affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood and with Iran, and they're also obsessed with Israel. There's a tiny little country of 10 million. There are only 15 million Jews in the world, but there's this obsession. So it really feels like it's a coordinating, and they're duping people, good people, to think that, this is the issue of the day. You know, Greta Thunberg, remember she was protesting global warming. That was the existential threat to the whole world. And suddenly she gave it up and said, no, Gaza, that's the existential threat to the whole world, not global warming. So, but it does seem to be somewhat coordinated and bringing out the worst in people.
We are talking to Rabbi Asher Lopatin from the Jewish Federation of Greater Ann Arbor. And Rabbi, are you worried about copycats here in this country? We just had the menorah in the D event last night, the lighting of that beautiful event. Are you worried about that? What can people do, to make sure they're safe? Because I have to imagine people do mm-hmm. not feel safe right now.
Well, the first thing is to show up and to be there. And I was at the Menorah and the D and many other people. It was a great crowd. Before that, actually, in the morning, I went to synagogue for my prayers. Then I went to church, a wonderful church where the pastor was, Pastor Clanton was retiring. And there was a Christian woman, one of the leaders, who wears a Star of David. And she says she's going to wear that until the last hostage body is returned. Let's be in solidarity with each other. Let's show up. Let's show that we are not afraid. You know, I feel after Charlie Kirk's assassination, you know, are people afraid if they speak up, whatever side they're on, the left, the right, conservative, you know, liberal? No, we cannot be afraid. So we're afraid, we're scared, but we can't let that slow us down. And I want these, whoever is obsessed with this, the people that hate, the people that are intolerant, to know that it's only going to encourage us to be more Jewish. And for the vast majority of Jews who love Israel and feel that we need a Jewish state in the world, it's only going to make us more pro-Israel. So, you know, it's going to backfire, but it's really very, it's disturbing. It's disturbing how people allow for it. You know, I heard, I heard that there were some commemorations just yesterday, I guess, or maybe today, for in Europe for those who were killed. And there are protesters that interrupted that. It's this evil obsession.
That, it's complete, yeah, it's insane. Complete insanity. Rabbi, let me ask you about college campuses and in their just here in this country, and they're seemingly turning a blind eye to anti-Semitism. You had mentioned just the fact that Australia really hasn't denounced that type of language as a country and have allowed it to simmer and simmer and simmer. And it's almost like a boiling pot of water. At some point, it's going to boil over if you don't get out in front of it. What is your stance on college campuses and the ability to really, and it's not free speech to say, kill the Jews. That's not free speech.
Right.
That's hate speech. And it seems like more and more colleges and universities allow it.
Yeah. And they, first of all, they allow it. And if they're a private university, they could definitely stop it. And the other thing is, well, if you have some crazy person that wants to protest, whatever, they intolerance, but don't let them go into the library. And if they do, and they disturb other students, they need to be punished. They need to be expelled. If they have an encampment, you know, that's not tolerated. And so it's the speech that is not condemned. First of all, it's not condemned by these student unions. All the student unions that's in Michigan and others, like, they all care about boycott Israel. I mean, that's the most important issue of the day. Instead of saying, like, we do not accept any group that has hate speech. So, you know, it's time for the universities to, I know they're getting a lot of money from Qatar, billions of dollars, and it's very hard for them to stand up to anti-Semitism or hate of Zionists. You know, I'm not saying you want to be a non-Zionist or whatever, that's whatever your business, but this hatred of anyone who's a Zionist, and the vast majority of Jews are, that's unacceptable. So universities have to be the adult in the room and tell these college students that this kind of disruptiveness and behavior is not tolerated and is not acceptable.
No question about it. Rabbi, we cannot thank you enough for your time. I really appreciate the conversation. I hope to continue it with you at some point, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your concern.
And happy
and
Hanukkah
kind words.
As well.
Happy Hanukkah and happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
You got it. All right, we're coming right back. Dan Miller is going to join us, the voice of the Detroit Lions. We're talking Lions football. What chance do they have in three games? Can they make it? We'll let you know. Dan Miller checks in with us coming up next, 760 WJR.